We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. One line from the top. Rav Chiya Avraham Rav Yechonon. Oy b'chav m'yerush avad v'atayu. We learned yesterday that a guy is yerush his father because it says a chishev im kineyu. V'loy yerush kineyu. It says that you have to a cheshbin with the when your yid is sold to a guy. You make a cheshbin. You go out. Smash with Afka with the guy himself, not with his children. What do you mean? His children don't have his avid. Teretz is, but it's there would be a havmina, it's Yerusha. There really is Yerusha there. But here, special miyat, there is no then Yerusha on the Eved. But Akapalim is even there is really a parish of Yerusha. Comes from Chiba Avin as different Yerusha, a different Makar. Oyvichav Yerush of Dvar Taira. A guy is Yerush's father, Minat Taira. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yerusha la Esav Nasati is Harseir. I gave Esav Yerusha Harseir. Zokhti Gemara, maybe Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shani. Maybe Esav is different because Yisrael Mumar. So let's unpack this Gemara. Let's learn this Gemara. What's the raya on this pasuk? Yerusha le'esav asat is harseir. So Rashi and Chumash learns that it was a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Esav had a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu and from Yitzchak. The harseir was a Yerusha. So Gemara is a raya. I see a guy could be Yerush a guy. What do you mean? Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak are a guy? Vayista tomorrow says right now, yeah, that they hold that the din of the obvious had a din of Ben Noach. So you see, the Gemara's raya is, you see that a guy is Yerush a guy. And for the Gemara, no. Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shani, which means maybe the din of Avraham Avinu Yitzchak is a din Yisrael. And therefore, Esav also has din Yisrael. He's got a Yisrael Mumar because he fears it like the parents. But the Maisa, he's called the Yisrael. And therefore, it's not a raya to a guy being Yerush a guy.
The first Yid
was probably when they get the Torah. Probably got the Torah. It's whole Machlekes. So the obvious had din Ben Noach. The first Yid was after they got the Torah. The first Yid was after they got the Torah. So the Yavit speaks this out. And actually, the Ramban and Chumash, when he brings down from the Chochmas HaTzafartim that the Avraham Avinu has a din ben Noach, so he says, "What do you mean?" The Gemara comes out here, Yisrael Mumar. He brings a raya from this Gemara. There's no din. There's din of Yisrael. I'll read you the lashon of the Ayvitz inside. It's in the back in our guy. It says, "Nichlav betzidoy sal kedaydach aves navi din ben Noach haya lahem." The fima the masik fides maskanos the Gemara svir leim Avraham ve'elach yesh lahem din Yisrael. This state in the Yavitz Pshat in the Gemara. But there's another Pshat in the Gemara here. Kirusha Leisiv Sati Harseya. The Rosh, in Masechtas Nazir, with this exact Gemara is brought down, the Pirusha Rosh says, the Yerusha was, Shenema Yerusha Leisiv Sati Harseya, Noson Loy Laharisha Levonov. That the Pasuk means that Hashem gave Seir to Esav to be married to his children. So, upon him, you see from there, That Gemara's raya was. You see, Esav gave Yerusha to his children. That was the kasha, and that was the raya. And for the Gemara, Esav is Yisrael Mumar Haya. So there, maybe we always knew Avraham Avinu was a yid, but we thought Esav is din of a guy. And for the Gemara, no, Esav is din of a yid and Yisrael Mumar. But the Rashash asks, what do you mean? But Esav married a guy, married from the Bnei Kan and Bnei Ches. What? Even Shmuel, that they also didn't have a yid of a yid. Even Esav had Shmuel didn't. But like upon him, Shmuel came from Hagar. Shmuel didn't have a din of Yid either. So, but the other children anyway, the Ikka, other children anyway, it's a good question, but the Rashash doesn't handle the difference between Shmuel and Isaac. But he married Bnei Kanan. And for the Rashash, married a good thing. The Rashash answers that he was Megayer those wives. He was Megayer those wives. Yitzchak wanted to make himself look good in front of Yitzchak. So he was Megayer those wives. I'll read you this one inside also. Koshali, Arei, Hulakach Noshim, Me Bnei Kanan. The kaim alon the vlad kamaya va ine bnal yarsha yeshlaimar the vade gairon koidem shnoson ki heres as for yitzok obviously yarsha heilig. So akaponim, there's two pshat magamara and two kashas on magamara from once and rashash from yakov and learn the gemara gavaldik. So we don't have so this bakar didn't work out el meyachad bakar from this pasuk ki levnei loit nesatias ar yerusha. It says in the pasuk gave loit ar yerusha and loit was a guy. So you see that there's yerusha even by guy. So we have two drashas, bottom line. One drasha is v'chishev and kineu, and one drasha is from light. Rav Chiya b'av my time v'lam v'karava. Why Rav Chiya b'av say like Rava? Miksiv v'chishev and kineu v'lam yarsha kineu. Don't say in the pasuk anything about yarsha kineu. Just as v'chishev and kineu. Maybe pasuk pshat means the pasuk itself. The diak already is not mafurish. You don't mamish see mafurish that a guy has yerusha. But Rava my time v'lam v'karava Chiya b'av. And for the Gemara, you know why? Because light does not arrive. Really, you can say really there's no Yerusha from a guy. But by light, since it was a family of Avram, we gave him covered and we allowed Yerusha. So that's the end of the sugya of if I become Yerusha of Dar Torah came into Kedushim because we had that Gemara before about if it's Loi Oved as a Ben, Loi Oved as a Bas, who the Eved is Oved. Now I go, Mar goes back to Eved Ivri and Eved Avriya, and Amma Avriya. Tana Rabbanan. Yesh be Ivri she'im be Avriya, but yesh be Avriya she'im be Ivri. There are certain milas of Eved Ivri over Amma Avriya, and in certain milas for Amma Avriya over Eved Ivri. What are the milas? Yesh be Ivri she'yitze b'shanim. Ivri goes out b'shanim, which is sheish. Over Yovel, goes out with Yovel. Over Mises Adon, and Adon dies. Masha ain't came but Avriya. Avriya doesn't have any of the three things. But yes, but Avriya, Shere Avriya, Yotze B'Simon, who goes out with Simonim, Ve'enim Rekeres V'Nishnes, and you can't resell her again. Umaftmois Balkarcha, and you could be Balkarcha, and you could be paid to her Balkarcha. Masha ain't came but Avriya. Avriya does not have it. Avriya does not have it. So what's the first line of the Brice of the Shmak? First line of the Brice says that Avriya has Sheish, Yovel and Mrs. Adon, and Avriya doesn't have it. Avriya doesn't have Sheish, Maishi? Avriya doesn't have Sheish, doesn't have Yovel? Doesn't have Mrs. Adon? Okay. So that's good, but the Gemara doesn't ask that. Lachar, it's a Pella, what are you talking about? Masha ain't came Avriya, doesn't have those three? Okay, Zakta Gemara. Omar, this Brisa is a man you can't read. A lot of problems in this Brisa. The second half also. So Gemara doesn't explain the whole Brisa. Omar, yes, but Ivri, Sheim, but Avriya. There's certain things that Ivri has that Ivri doesn't have. And what do we say the three things that Ivri has over Amar Avriya? Sheish, Yovel, and Mrs. Adam. It says in our Mishnah that all the Yitzias, and says, Yisera love Amar Avriya, Shekoin Atzvah Simonim. Amar Avriya has an extra one, Simonim. Mashma has the other three, has the other ones. In the Mishnah, it brings down that the Koin Atzvah Vashonim, we have a growing Kesef, God doesn't say Mrs. Adam there, but it says, Yisera love Avriya, Shekoin Atzvah Simonim. It says in our Mishnah. So Avriya has all those. So what do you mean doesn't have it? It's Pella. Amrav Sheishes, a big doichik, goin shiyada. By Amavriya, the master or the master's son has a right to marry the Amavriya. By just saying, you know, the money I gave you should be for Kedushin. You don't have to do anything else. Just say, I want to be miyayid you. And that works. The din of Yud. So then they're married. So if they're married, so obviously there's no Sheish. You don't go have a Sheish if you're married. You need to get. And Yoivo. So, it's very thing tomorrow, Yada, Pshita, Gita boy. It's Pashit, you need a get. Mao the Tame, we're talking about Mao the Tame, Levatla, Hilchasimine. Maybe you would think that, especially there as a Kosov, that maybe even with this marriage, it would work, Sheish and Yovel, and those things would work. And how would it work? So, Rashmash, even without a get, it would work. Other Rashmash say, it would be enough that by Sheish, I could force the master to give me a get. Kamash law, no. Kamash law, no. So, everything's good? We're saying it's yid. What? What's not good? No, but yeah, okay, that's maybe true. But another question is, what are the three things we said Ivri has over Avriya? Sheish. What did Bryce say? Sheish. Yovel. What was the third thing? Mises Adon. L'chair, Mises Adon should work even by yid because the husband's dead now. So what's going on over here? So, oh, very good smack. So Mordechai answering Tosfos Riz the answer. He says, if he did yid to his son, then Mises Adon wouldn't work. Because married to the son, so there, the master died, it wouldn't work. He says, or the case is that where the master had a dog without children and there's a brother. So also she forced the Ibum. She doesn't go free either with the Mrs. Adam. That's two Pshatim Teres Zurid. Because of this Kasha, the Rishash has tried to make a different Gerson, this Baal Kabanim, that's Teres Zurid's Teretz, that even by Yehud, this Pasal Mrs. Adam would not work because there was a Yehud to the son or his brother of Ibum. But then where's the next Kasha? Yachi, it says, if Ria has a Maya, Yotze B'Simonim. If we're talking about Yod, she doesn't go up B'Simonim either. Yoche, Maya Yotze B'Simonim. And if we're talking about Hakama, Im Lo Yoda, if there's no Yod, Yotze Av B'Simonim. If there's no Yod, then it goes up B'Simonim. So you read the Brice like this. Yesh B'Ivri, Mashenkin B'Ivriya, which means Ivri always has Sheish Yoyeva Misa Adon. If Ria doesn't always have it, why? When she does Yod, she doesn't have it. Then it says, Yesh B'Ivriya over Ivri, because Ivriya has a Simonim, and well, at least when she doesn't do yield, and the Ivri never has them on him. So that's how you read the Brisa, and that's how we get out of this kasha.
What about Yerusha?
What do you mean, Yerusha?
Both of them. Adam died. Yeah. Ivri will fought this only to
the son. And but Ivri doesn't have that. Right, right. So that would be a good question. What's exactly Mrs. Adon here? Mrs. Adon here with me, actually, Ivri has better Mrs. Adon than Ivri. That's a good question. So Mrs. Adon here means that if there's no son, then it goes out free. Or talking about a case of a Nirtza. It's also, we always go out. So Echanami, there is a case by Ivri. We do tackle work for the son. You're going Mrs. Adon, but there is a Yitzi of Mrs. Adon. There is a Yitzi of Mrs. Adon. Actually, that's part of Rishash's reason, maybe, to change the gear set to Gurayin Kesef. It changes. He doesn't. It's one of the problems, Taka, because like Mrs. Adon is not across the board over here. So he says, Yeah. Okay. Because that's one of the tainas of the Rishah. She says, like, if you say this teretz of the Tosfos Rid, that Yod, so what do we say? Because by Yid Lepano, he doesn't have Misa'adim. But if he also doesn't have Misa'adim, it's a son, you don't have Misa'adim. So that's why Rishah doesn't like the teretz of the Tosfos Rid. And he says, Tzarek Litchay, the Hakama, the Ivri goes out by Nirtz, is one of the Nirtz, it says. He said, the Rishah says, the Sprites in Safri, and there it doesn't say Misa'adim. It says, Groin Kesav, Venachem Oid. It's because of that, Rosh Hashanah. Good question. You're bavarning with to the son. Very good question. So what about Vayit? It said Vayit in the Brisa, Ve'einanim Keres Vinishtas. One of the milos of Avriah are, you can't resell her. Om Avriah, remember, just keep this in mind, Om Avriah is sold by a father while she's a Ketana. Once she's a 12 years old, or she gets Shteistairis, rather, once she's a Gedoyla, you cannot sell her. So what happens if you sell her once? Because you sell her again? So it says you cannot resell her. But a Ivri, Avada, could resell himself more than once, or Bezdin could resell him more than once. That's what it sounds like. Vainim Keres Vinishna is Mechlal. To Evid Ivri Nimkar Vinishna, that you could sell, Bezdin could sell Evid Ivri twice. That's Smashma. Elma Ivri, you can't sell twice. But a Evid Ivri could be sold for his Gneva twice. Very smart about time with the rice, or Big Gnevasoi. It says in the Apostle, Gnimkar Big Gnevasoi. And we dash like that. Dafka for his Gneva that he stole, he can't pay, is he sold for that. Loi Bekfeloi. Not for the Kefal. For example, he stole $100. And he has $100, but he doesn't have the kefil. He doesn't have $200 to pay back. You don't sell him for the extra $100 of kefil. Big Nei Vasoev, love his mama. Another drasha is like this. Let's say he's an aide. He made up a story that Reuven owes Shimon money. And nicely, he was found to be the aide in Shimon. What's halacha? He has to pay that money because it's kasha zomam. But let's say he doesn't have that money. You don't sell him for that. That's not regular gneva. That's a gneva. That's zomam. But Gnei Vasoev, his mama. The third drasha is, but Gnei Vasoev, kiyun shenimka pamachas shuv iat roshel levayuch. Once he was sold once, you can't sell him again. So the kasha is, they see, you don't sell a eved twice. You don't sell eved twice. It's mashma, you only sell him once for Gneva, not two. So heck, you say in our Mishnah, that in our Braisa, that's in the Keres Mishnah, here it says he only sell him once, not twice. And for the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, like kasha, kram Gneva achas, kram v'shtei Gnevas. Which means like this, the way Rashi explains the point of this Gemara. By Gneva achas, which means that let's say he's not worth the whole Gneva. Gneva is $1,000, he's only worth $500. You only get sold once. Because you don't get sold twice. You only get sold once. And after the $500, after that 6 years, you go out, you don't sell you for the other $500. And the case where it says in the Brisa that here's Nimke Vinishna, because only Avriah is not Nimke Vinishna, so that we're talking about, but two Gnevas, two different Gnevas, even to the same person, what's the difference? Two different Gnevas, you get sold twice. That's the more I was telling you now. Big Nevasoi Tuva Mashma. Where Abai is learning like this. It says, V'nimka Big Nevasoi, V'loi, Shekiv Nimka Pamacha, Shuvim 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 Moichroi. So it's Mashma, even if a bunch of Gnevas, but you came to Bezdin for a bunch of different Gnevas, it still has the Diyak. The Diyak is only for this Gneva are you being sold, and not, and it even means a few of them, but not more than that. So the question is like this. Ravo is Mashma, that let's say you came to Bezdin for five different Gnevas, then you will be sold for five different Gnevas. Abaye's saying is that part of that miut of a Nimka Gnevasai is even if it's a few Gnevas, because the part of the miut is that in one Amad Vadin you could be sold for all those Gnevas, because it's all called Big Gnevasai, because Gnevasai could be read as a Lashon Rabbim, like Rashi says, Behema Rabba, everyone say Behemois. Which means a lot of dogim. A lot of times a word can mean a lot. So he says gnevasa can mean multiple gnevas. V'nimker, but multiple gnevas, but you don't get sold again after that. So Rabbi's kasha is, you could be sold for multiple gnevas. So how could Rabbi say two gnevas, he cannot be sold? In the pasuk, you still could read v'nimker, but gnevasa means he gets sold for multiple gnevas. So Elam Rabbi, loy kasha, kam ba'odam echa, kam v'shnei ba'odam. There's a difference, like this. If it's Amad Bedin, once you Amad Bedin once for a Gneva, then you don't get sold again, even if it's a new Gneva. Because that's the Pasuk says, B'Lashon Yochid, that B'Gneva Soi, only this Gneva, not any other Gnevas. But if it's two people and two Amadis Bedin, that means Avada in one Yeshiva's Bezdin, Zakhtabaya, he sold from five different people, Avada gets sold five different times. But once you have one time in your lifetime a din Torah, and they sell you for a Gneva, Bezdin will never convene another Bezdin to sell you as a Gneva. We'll never sell you again. And usually the case is two bnei adam. But Rashi says it could have been a case of one person with two amadas within. Let's read Rashi inside. Elikam ba'odam echad. Sha'odma ba'din mevas achas. Eina nimke v'nishna. Fil b'gnevis harbe. Davidum da'achas. Hakosu v'tzilos v'yochad. Ava shnei bnei adam. Shemidim oiso shtei pa'amim v'din. Nimke v'shvil kolachas v'achas. V'u adin v'gonav v'am v'din. You could be sold for two amadas v'din. If it's two amadas v'din, if it's two amadas v'din, then you could be sold twice. I'm not sure if I said this right the first time. So I said it incorrectly. Let me repeat this. According to Abaya, everything is told in Amar v'din, that you could be sold, for every time you steal, you only get sold once. Every time you steal, you only get sold once. But if it's a different amadas v'din, then you will get sold, you will be sold twice. For example, if someone steals $1,000, only worth $500, so they go to Beis Din, they say, you sold $1,000, you owe $1,000. Then you will not be sold twice. You will not be sold twice. Only be sold once for $500, not be sold twice. But if you steal $500 today, and it's a mother of a din, then a few years later, you steal again, $500, then you will get sold twice. It goes with the mother of a din. Every mother of a din has its own din geneva, and there it fits into the lashon, you'll be sold in geneva. In the same mother of a din, then you're only sold once. But in two amadas din, you will be sold twice.
That's
what?
Rabbi holds you
18
years old, he steals, he gets sold,
and
that's the rest of his life, as much as he steals, no matter from who, he doesn't get sold.
What? But Rabbi held that there, even loyim amadin, you would be sold twice. You will be sold twice.
The first one.
Even one amadas din he sells. Because everyone's called Nibgay Rasa. In even one hamad, Rava held, even in one hamad of a din, you could be sold twice. According to Abaya,
in the same scenario, 500 to 1,000, or
500, even multiple people.
Or no, in that case, you would agree that you would only get sold
once. Only so on. Rava holds, a mother of a din, he holds, you get sold, even one hamad of a din, it's two people, it was two different genevas, even two different genevas.
It's $1 million heist.
Only once. You know, so once. That's what Rava says. But if it's 10 different Gnevis, 10 different people, even the same Hamad of Din, same court case, you get sold 10 times, according to Rava. According to Abaya, no. Every Hamad of Din has one Din, it's only one Gneva side. He only sold with one Gneva. So, tomorrow, Vaita, turn our bottom. Gneva Elef, if he sold $1,000, was Shavu Chamish Meyas, and it was worth $500. Nimkar v'choizev nimkar. He does get sold until he pays up that Gneva. He stole 1,000. B'shava chamesh meyos. Nimka b'chayz v'nimka. Gneva chamesh meyos. B'shava elef. Ein nimka klal. If he sold 500, and he's worth more than that, he doesn't get sold at all. Rav Eliezer Eimer. Am ha'gneva k'neged memkaroi nimkar. If the Gneva k'neged the mechira is nimka. M'lav ein nimka. If not, he's not sold. Omer Rava. B'hazak kinner Rav Eliezer Rabbanon. The Maishna, Gneve Chamash Meir Shava Elef, the Ein Nimkar, why if he's worth more than the Gneva, he's worth 1,000, and the Gneva is only 500, he doesn't get sold, the Nimkar Kula Rachman of Lechatzil. Hachinami, it should be the same thing, the opposite. Nimkar Begnevasa, Rachman of Lechatzil, Begnevasa, Begnevasa, you don't get sold for half the Gneva. So therefore, Rav Ahel's Rav Eliezer is right. So we have him, Rav Eliezer, Rabbanon. Rav Eliezer holds, unless it's the exact same amount, you don't get sold, which is unlikely a little bit. And the Tanakhama of Bryce holds that it depends. If it's Gneva Elef, V'shava Chomish Meyos, then Nimkar, V'chayz V'nimkar. Gneva Chomish Meyos, V'shava Elef, Einoi Nimkar Klal. So the Shaila is that these both Mandi Amrim don't stem with the first Brisa. The first Brisa is not like either one. We said before that if someone has a Gneva, Achas, so if he's not Shava his whole Gneva, he only gets sold once. We said that was the Kuliyam, actually. We said that was the Kuliyam, he only gets sold once for the Gneva. The Gneva is 1,000, and you're only worth 500, you'll get sold once. Here it says, Chayz v'nimka. And for Rabbi Eliezer, you don't even get sold once, you get sold nothing. So l'chayr, that man the Yama 4, it says you get sold once by $1,000 Geneva, l'chayr, it's not like either man the Yama. That's Tosis Kasha on Rashi. Tosis has Kasha on Rashi. If you look at Tosis Khan, in the middle of Tosis, Kasha has appears for Geneva Achas, in Chayz v'nimka, the Lay Asa, Loikar Abon, Loikar Rabbi Eliezer. He brings down the Brisa. It says it's not like either Mandi Omar. And therefore, he has a different Pshat in our Gemara. The Goyin also, maybe put, from the Rambam, puts in the Lashon here, Einei Chayzer V'nimkar. And that would be like our Tanakhama here, Einei Chayzer V'nimkar. That would maybe fix things up if you look like that.